It was fun.
I had a blast out there. I definitely need to get in shape and just, you know, get more reps. But, it was just fun playing football again. I think I really enjoyed it. I definitely made a lot of mistakes and I learned from it. But it was just good being with the team and just, you know, getting acclimated.
How much did translate in the period in there where you were able to just kind of get what they were sending you but not be on the field?
Yeah, I mean, you can really only prepare mentally, you know what I mean? You can't really prepare physically for an NFL practice if you've never done it before. So, I tried to be involved as much as I possibly could mentally and physically. And, I feel like I did the best I possibly could, and now I just take it to the next level. So I got these today and tomorrow and Thursday to just kind of figure it out and then take that on to my break and just get acclimated to this new climate.
What caught you off guard the most today?
I wouldn't say caught me off guard. You know, it's just you're moving to a new level. So, I mean, it's obviously you're in Florida instead of California, so I got to get used to humidity. Everybody's bigger, faster, stronger. So, I mean, it's a lot going on. And then I got to be the general of the defense playing Mike. So it's just a lot, you know what I mean? But I'll definitely, with time and just reps, it'll come.
You ditched the sleeves pretty early. Was that because of the heat? Obviously, it was a little hotter, a little more. You ditched the sleeves. It came out with
long. Yeah.
Because of the heat, obviously.
Nah, I was trying to be like the other linebackers, and I learned that you got to work your way up to that. So.
Were you worried about that at all? I mean, I know it's
no,
in California.
I learned as soon as I came out on the field. So, I took the sleeves off. I'm going to be a sleeveless guy until I get acclimated. So, yeah.
How helpful was it to have veterans around to ask questions too?
Yeah, I think this is the group that I'm with, man, is dedicated, devoted. Everybody from Puzz to Telvin to Tripp to Hayes, I mean, Bartu, everybody. I mean, they're helping me. They're bringing me along. They're correcting me when I'm in there with Tripp. You know, he's talking to me and he's just working with me, just communicating everything. Everything I see, I say it. And I'm with a real good group and they're making it as easy as possible. So I'm happy about that.
What's the best advice you got today from those guys?
Just if all else fails, just run. Just get to the ball. You know what I mean? We can fix the other stuff, but your effort number one has to be there. So, you know, I definitely owe that to those guys, especially my first day. And you know, just trying to earn the respect of that group. I owe it to them to just run to the ball and try to be all over the place.
Did you get regular feedback when you were away and, you know, getting stuff on the iPad? Like, how many times a week did you talk with Gus?
It was on and off. It wasn't like I mean, you can only do so much, man. It's not a whole lot you can do being away. We're down here in Florida. I'm all the way in Arizona. So, I mean, it's definitely tough, man. But I could kind of get in the playbook every once in a while. It wasn't like I was really there, so it was tough, but I'll get there. I'll get right.
It's hard not having that immediate feedback.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, man, just being disconnected from your teammates and, you know, coming in for rookie minicamp, getting a bond with the rookies, and then you're supposed to go right in and meet the veterans. But, you know, this is my first time meeting the veterans, so I'm still learning people's names. Like, it's new to me. You know what I mean? It's like first day of school, so I don't know where to sit in the team meeting room. Like, it's stuff, little stuff like that you got to figure out, so yeah, but it's going to be fun, man. I'll figure it out.
What'd you do to occupy yourself?
Just work out. You know, I get up in the morning, work out, and then just watch the playoffs or, you know, try and get in another workout or, you know, just try to keep myself busy, just really try to get through the days, you know, until I could get here. But, you know, you can't train for this. So, you know, I did the best I could, and I'll get better.
So, I mean, you didn't like the rule that you had to abide by.
I mean, hey, rules are rules. Rules are rules.
Miles, when did you actually get to?
When I get here?
Yeah.
Technically Saturday, but Friday night at like midnight, I landed, got in the hotel, and yeah, got in.
Did you feel, it's kind of weird, open practice today, a lot of fans. Did you feel a lot of eyes on you today, not just from the fans, but teammates as well?
You know, it was kind of my introduction, so I understood that, you know, I knew the guys in my group, the linebackers, are going to be watching me, I'm sure. You know, other people were, you know, wanted to see what I was bringing to the table and everything. But really, I was so focused on just making calls and I'm locked in my own world where I can't really focus on, okay, what did that look like to everybody? You know what I mean? So, that's kind of where my mind was. But I understand, like, I'm sure people were maybe glancing over every once in a while.
Normally, guys, rookies by this time would have living arrangements and everything done here in the city they're staying. You're behind on that, too.
I'm good. That's kind of one of the things I got done was actually I figured out where I'm going to live, so I'm still kind of choosing on the house and everything, but I'm figuring that out.
That's got to be a little bit of a weight.
Yeah, that's definitely cool to kind of have an idea of the area and where you want to live, so That's good. That's one thing I could do is kind of look at houses on realtor.com and figure it out. So,
how did knee feel and everything like that today?
I felt good, man. It's really just conditioning, man. I got to get in shape and just get acclimated, definitely. And just it's a new tempo. It's a lot going on mentally. It's just a whole new game. So, yeah, the knee was. I thought it was fine. I felt good, man. I felt good out there playing.
What are your plans for the 5 weeks in the break? Are you going back to Arizona?
No, I'll be here. So I'll get the living arrangements and everything, and I got to get right. So I'll be in the facility and everything. So I'll be right here. I won't go back to AZ.
To go from a few weeks of not practicing at all to going into full team drills, how overwhelming was that?
It was just a lot of conditioning. I mean, obviously, guys are kind of – they're already in shape. They're moving. It's like clockwork to them where I'm – kind of watching everybody and trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do, so I wouldn't say it's overwhelming, but it's a new experience, so you're just kind of trying to follow the leader and figure it out quick and just kind of get in line, but it was pressure, you know what I mean, just trying to figure out things on the fly.
Compare the Florida heat to the California heat.
Oh, no, it's not even, it's no comparison. This is something different. This is something different, so yeah, Cali's hot, but this humidity is something else.